This week, the founders of Instagram said they're leaving the company. The two did not specifically say why they're leaving, but did indicate they're ready to do something new. Facebook bought Instagram in 2012 for $1 billion. With me via Skype to talk about the departure of Instagram's founders is Josh Constein, editor-at-large for TechCrunch, where he covers startups and large tech companies. And Josh, what do you make of the fact the platform's founders are leaving?
The departure of the Instagram founders comes after Facebook has impinged on Instagram's autonomy. When Facebook bought Instagram back in 2012, it promised to leave it independent and let it operate on its own. But in the last year, Facebook has tried to weasel its way in, showing notifications within Instagram without sending as much traffic back to Instagram from Facebook. And the tensions between Instagram CEO Kevin Systrom and Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg came to a head, leading to this departure.
Does it say anything about either Instagram and its founders or Facebook and its executives that the founders of Instagram lasted considerably longer than other CEOs of entities Facebook has bought?
Facebook has typically been known as a good acquirer. Things like WhatsApp and Instagram still do operate as their own standalone products. And many other big tech companies, when they acquire someone, they just turn it into scrap and dissolve it and absorb it into the company. So Facebook has been a pretty good steward of Instagram over the years. And it's pretty normal for these kind of founders to leave after 4 years when they vest all their stock and they've made all the money that they're going to make out of that big acquisition deal. But here, I think Mike Krieger and Kevin Systrom wanted to stay on to protect their baby, to make sure that this app that they created to give people a window into each other's lives stayed the way that they envisioned. But eventually came to the point where Facebook was trying to do too much, to get too much out of Instagram and not honoring that original agreement to let it be independent. And so I think they'll think about that very much when they think about future acquisitions and how they treat them.
Is there any reason to think that Instagram users will notice a difference with these two guys out of the picture?
It is possible that Facebook will try to monetize Instagram more heavily now that its founders aren't there to sort of push back. That could mean more ads in Instagram stories, more links back to Facebook, and more ways for Facebook to use Instagram as a lifeboat for its beleaguered brand. Over the last year, Facebook has faced so many scandals, from Cambridge Analytica to election interference to issues with digital well-being. And Instagram has really become the forefront of the positive side of its brand. And so I think we'll probably see Facebook trying to lean more on Instagram's brand to repair its own.
Yeah. Is there any damage to Facebook given that Instagram seems more popular or more favorably seen by consumers than Facebook at the moment? Is there any danger to Facebook that it might seem as though it's pushing these two people out?
I don't think that there's an issue of people thinking that they were pushed out. Honestly, most Instagram users, they're not keyed into the tech news of the day to day. They care when there's new features in Instagram, but probably not so much about who's behind it. I think it is a problem for Facebook in general that the founders are leaving, though, because that could cause retention and recruitment issues for Instagram employees.
How is this being viewed both in the tech world and in sort of the tech financial world?
In the tech world, this is being seen as a massive surprise, a huge coup, and just another point in the long line of Facebook's problems. In terms of the tech finance world, there is the opportunity that maybe Facebook will actually be able to squeeze more dollars out of Instagram now for those reasons we discussed, because there is more opportunity to stick ads in because there's less pushback from the founders. So I think what we're seeing is that Wall Street thinks it's going to make more money off of Facebook because of the improved monetization of Instagram than it is going to lose based on the problems with employee retention and recruitment and organizational hierarchy.
Do you think that other companies that may at some point in the future be acquired by Facebook will look at this episode and see things any differently than they would have absent this?
Absolutely. I think when people consider selling their company to Facebook, they're going to wonder, are they going to really honor that agreement to allow us to stay independent, or what's going to happen to this thing that I've spent my life building once they get their hands on it? I think Facebook will probably try its best to improve that position by treating other acquired founders better. But the fact that the WhatsApp founders left in sort of spectacular fashion, with one of them, Brian Acton, jumping in on the delete Facebook train, it really shows that Facebook has had trouble retaining these executives lately and that it might not be the best place for people to sell their company. That said, it still is a lot better than what happens to companies that get bought by, say, Google or Twitter, where they're often just absorbed into the company and they cease to be their own product divisions.
Josh Constein is editor-at-large for TechCrunch.